Hey everybody, welcome back to the Legends Lovers podcast. Before we jump into the beginning and how I run things, just want to let you guys know I don't know what date this is coming out on, so sorry. I think I'm probably going to put it out Thursday the 12th or Friday the 12th. The audio quality might be a little bit different. That's because I'm recording on a different platform this time. But I just want to guys let you know why and what we're doing here. So I was talking with Eli and we actually brainstormed. He's just kind of my guy that I talked to about Star Wars and podcasting. And I had a request through a Facebook request, and someone asked me to talk about Nomi Sunrider. And so I was like, okay, let's see. And so we're going to do a video episode after we talked about the Celestials, which that episode should be coming out on Tuesday. We're going to pre-record it beforehand because we can't record it on Tuesday. So if you think we record them and then upload them, that's not sometimes how it happens. Like this episode won't be like that way. But so I was like, okay. And then I was like, well, we can talk about Frida Nadd and the Great Hyperspace War. And then I was like, she's going to get carried. She's going to get lost. And I was like, what if we, and when I was sitting down to record last episode, but we ran into some technical difficulties. And so we actually ended up having to do it later. But I was like, what if we just kind of do some like background or history of, so I'm probably, going to just talk about characters. So we talked about the Eternal Twins and Valkorion, and we've talked about Revan, but I don't want to like get into details and stuff they do and things like that. I'm just doing quick background. Like, she was born here. This is what happened. This is kind of her achievements, blah, 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 blah. You know, maybe hit 15 minutes. This episode might be a little bit longer. Because I'm doing this intro, and I'm going to do the classic intro, you know, everything. But I just want to guys let you know what we're doing and why. So we're going to start off with Nomi Sunrider, and then we'll probably move on from there with maybe some Sith Lords, some Jedi, might talk about Yoda, things like that. Frida Nadd, that's one thing I would like to do, is talk about Frida Nadd and Nagasato. I'll do some research about those people. But yeah, so let's get into the rest of the video, and I want to talk about how you guys can reach me. So yeah, we're going to real quick, just talk about that. So remember guys, you can always go to my website, anchor.fm/legendslovers. So remember, if you want to call in, you can go there. If you want to listen through a different platform, you can go there. You want to email me, you can go there. If you want to access my recent YouTube channel, you can go there. I just uploaded one video just so that the YouTube channel was out there and you could go see it. So I'll probably maybe do some live streams, I don't know, maybe. And I might end up eventually uploading podcast episodes, but not like a video of me actually doing the podcast. I will probably upload maybe an image of the logo, or stuff that we're talking about, and then just play the audio. So that's the one thing. I'll have to figure out how to move the audio and stuff like that from different platforms. But the video was about books that I thought were good, just so that you guys could see what I'm kind of reading from, and stuff like that. I'm learning from a lot of stuff. But as I mentioned earlier, we're going to be talking about Nomi Sunrider this episode. But also remember, you guys can also access all the platforms that this podcast is heard on through the Anchor website. We're on Spotify, Breaker, Radio Public, Pocket Cast, Overcast, iTunes. I think I might be missing one. I don't think I am. If I am, you can call in or email me at legendslovers@protonmail.com. The email is also in the description below. It also should be on the website. Remember, if you guys really want to contact me, I know some of you have been doing it through Facebook. I would prefer if you called in or if you email me, but if you don't want to, I understand. So let's jump into the video. So I want to talk about Nomi Sunrider, and honestly, when I heard the request, I was like, Nomi Sunrider, where have I heard that? And so I looked her up on Wikipedia, and I was like, and I began to read, and she was involved with Frida Nadd and fighting against him, who was a Sith Lord. And I was like, gotcha. So I don't really, before this episode and having to do the research, I really didn't know much about her. I'm always learning new Star Wars stuff. I've tended to focus more on the Sith side of Star Wars, and Old Republic. That's my stuff. So Revan, Darth Bane, Darth Plagueis. That's kind of my jam. The Fatal Alliance by I forgot his last name, but Sean. It's a Legends book. That was my first Star Wars Legends novel. I loved it. Also, I like reading about Thrawn. So this is kind of a little bit of a different step towards me, for me. So I'm reading off of Wikipedia. I've done a lot of my research, and a lot of the stuff I know is either from Legends novels, or Star Wars The Essential Atlas by Daniel Wallace and Jason Fry. So if you've listened to my episodes, you probably have heard me mention this. This is like my favorite Star Wars book ever. It's just a really good source of information. It's literally like 230 pages of pure Star Wars facts. And I don't know if I've mentioned, it's actually 240 pages of pure Star Wars facts. Again, I don't know. I want to apologize again for the audio quality. It might be a little bit different. I'm recording through a different platform. So again, apologize for that. We ended up running into some technical difficulties, so I couldn't record through the platform I am accustomed to. But I'm reading off of Wikipedia. It is a long page. It's supposedly, it's got like 7 points, and the first point has 9 subpoints. So, we're going to swing through it real quick. I'm just going to go through references and stuff that you might have read her through if the name sounds familiar. She was in the Double Your Star Wars Pleasure, Star Wars Galaxy Magazine. She was in Illustrating Empire, Star Wars Galaxy Magazine, only her picture. She was in Comics White Knight, Star Wars Galaxy Magazine, 5, picture only. Taken by 4, Star Wars Galaxy Magazine, 8. She was in Tales of the Jedi Companion. She was also, I think, an insider, Straight from the Horse's Mouth, A Guide to Star Wars Tales of the Jedi Universe, Part 1. She was in a bunch of other stuff. She was also she's been in a lot of stuff. She's been in the official Star Wars Facts File 67, 115, and 140. She was in Star Wars The Ultimate Visual Guide, Chronicles of the Old Republic. She's in all kinds of stuff. That's sources actually about her. She's appeared in Dark Horse Comics 7, Tales of the Jedi 3, The Saga of Nomi Sunrider, and then she's Tales of the Jedi 4 and 5. Those were parts 2 and 3. Tales of the Jedi audio drama, Tales of the Jedi Freedom Nad Uprising 1, then Tales of the Jedi Freedom Nad Uprising 2. I'm actually going to click on this. Oh, those are Dark Horse Comics. That makes sense. I have a couple of those. I have the X-Wing Squadron ones, and I haven't been able to get my hands on any of the other ones. So I'll be, I'm totally doing that right now. But to move on to her biography, man, this is a lot of reading. And I'm trying to make this a little bit shorter than normal episodes. So I'm going to fly through. She married a Jedi Knight, Endure Sunrider, and gave up her maiden name. Her name was Nomi Daboda. And so she always thought of the Force kind of weird, and she didn't really understand that she had the Force too. She lived in Darada, and later moved to Hoth. And she was invited there by Master, I'm going to say Chama, to receive further instruction in the ways of the Force. That's her husband, by the way. They had a daughter named Vima, or Wima. I mean, in Latin, it'd be V is technically a W, but I don't know. Ander eventually moved to, I think, the Stennis system on Thon, Thon. Ander was also provided with several crystals to give his new master. He took his family there. And basically, they were ambushed. He was killed. And so she basically kind of took on the role of a Jedi, and they were killed by gang members for the crystals. And then I'm skipping through this, and I don't want it to be super long. I just kind of want to talk about the characters. If you think I'm not doing enough, that's the one thing with the Revan novels summarizations that I did. I felt like I wasn't talking about it enough because it had been so long since I read those books. I mean, a year, that's an incredible time, especially with the amount of information I'm absorbing about Star Wars. Constantly absorbing new information and trying to remember it all is very, very difficult. It's like learning school. Unless you keep practicing and keeping up, you're going to eventually lose stuff. But she, while Sunrider was studying, she began to study and became a Jedi, and she was studying under Master Boss. The Freedon Nadd uprising on Onderon had steadily deteriorated for the Jedi. On the planet, Jedi Master, and I'm reading from Wikipedia. I haven't really been exposed to her that much. Jedi Master Arca Jeth had originally been dispatched to Onderon along with Ulic and Kay Quel Drama, Alsis Willem, and Taut Donita to deal with the dark side powers, which had mysteriously gained control of the planet. However, not long after defeating the Sith Sorceress Queen Amanoa, and driving back the dark spirit of the fallen Jedi Freedon Nadd, Master Jeth and the other Jedi were confronted by a new dark side power Sith cult, which was known as the Nadists, attacked the procession, and it goes on. The Galactic Senate, there was a lot of, I want to say hullabaloo, but that's not, again, I'm trying to keep it brief. If you really want me to go into detail, we can talk about it in fully. I would highly suggest going to Wikipedia and reading it. It's very long, and at this time, I'm kind of getting a little tired, I've read through most of it, but I just finished researching on the Celestials, and then not being able to work, and then I was on the phone with Eli for an hour. We were brainstorming about the podcast and stuff. I know this is not what you guys are listening for, but anyways, she became a Grand Jedi. Grandmaster, with the Great Sith War behind them, Sunrider and the Jedi set about rebuilding the Order as well as the Republic. Over the next 10 years, Sunrider gained more and more responsibility, and the leaders of the Jedi decided to declare Sunrider as the Grandmaster. And Sunrider saw it as her responsibility to call the first Jedi Conclave since the end of the Sith War. Sunrider's reasons for calling it Conclave were twofold. She hoped that the gathered wisdom of the Jedi would allow for a more progressive mandate in helping to further rebuild the Republic, and she wanted to assure those gathered that the Order was indeed being rebuilt under her guidance. So actually, I think in a video game, Nomi Sunrider, one of the greatest of all Jedi Knights, is mentioned by Tion speaking to Luke Skywalker. And remember this, I'm skipping a lot of stuff. I'm gonna go to her powers. In her early life, Nomi Sunrider was recognized as having an enormous force potential, but it remains unknown why she was not selected by the Order for training. While she was an infant, however, once she married Ander, her husband constantly made her aware of her force sensitivity and insistently pushed her to seek training as a Jedi. Following Ander's death, Sunrider chose to continue on to Embria, where she eventually trained under Master Thawne. Thawne immediately recognized Sunrider's force potential and eventually trained her into his most powerful student. Sunrider's sensitivity to the force allowed her to become one of the most powerful and accomplished users of the art of battle meditation, a skill which only a handful of Jedi had previously been able to fully master. So that's one thing that's not really in the in the movies that is all over Legends. I mean, in the Bane, Darth Bane novels, in Fatal Alliance, in Revan, in it's really prevalent in Darth Bane. It's a little bit, not really in Plagueis, actually, but the older Republic. In the newer Republic, it wasn't really talked about. This is actually a good part. I should have started with this because it allows, it's actually a good portion of background and stuff. So I'll finish reading this, and then we'll wrap up, and I'll just kind of give you a summary and what I think. So, although Sunrider initially refused to take up a lightsaber following her husband's murder, she eventually became an adept swordswoman once she understood the meaning of a lightsaber to a Jedi. During the Frida Nad uprising, Sunrider was among a handful of Jedi to be sent as reinforcements to Quel Droma. It's Q-E-L. So, technically in English, it would be a W after the Q, but there's not. And during the ensuing battle to reach him, Sunrider demonstrated her expert lightsaber skills by fighting and defeating a large multitude of the enemy single-handedly. Later, during Quel Droma's invasion of Coruscant, Sunrider used her saber skills to help hold the Republic line against the invading Mandalorians. As the war progressed, Sunrider was again provided an opportunity to demonstrate her prowess with a lightsaber when agents of Exar Kun used Sith magic to attack Sunrider. Sylvar and Thawne with a pack of hisses. However, the three Jedi managed to combine their efforts to destroy the dark side. Exar Kun would be another Sith Lord I would like to talk about in this part series. I'm going to call it a bonus series, so when you look on whatever you're looking through, it's going to end up showing up as a bonus. But it's just a different thing. I don't know if I mentioned this. We'll probably talk about it, but we're going to plan on doing a Clone Wars Declassified eventually. So we're going to go back over Clone Wars. Had I started my podcast before Season 7 of Clone Wars came out, we would have been preparing for Clone Wars Declassified, and we would have probably put those out the day of those were released or day after. But because we're a little bit behind, we're still going to do it because it's some good content, even though it's old. A lot of people haven't seen it, and even people who have... it's great to provide a perspective. If you don't like it, you don't have to listen to it. That's my perspective on podcasting. You don't like what I'm saying, skip ahead. If you do like it, then there you go. But during her training under Master Ur, Sunrider was taught the unique ability of combining Darksiders' use of the Force by pulling the user's power away from them, essentially cutting them off from the Force. The only time that Sunrider used this ability was during the Great Sith War, following the murder of Kay Quel Droma by his brother, Ulic. Sunrider, while being influenced by her emotions, effectively cut Quel Droma off from the Force, an act which would deny Quel Droma the ability to touch the Force for the rest of his life. Additionally, Sunrider was chosen due to her superior powers to direct the full force of the Wall of Light erected by thousands of Jedi to trap the spirit of Exar Kun on Yavin 4. This was impressive considering that among thousands of Jedi was her own Master Thawne, who was known to possess powers that even the Masters of Ossus had no knowledge of. A millennia after her death, Sunrider's powers continued to inspire awe as she was grouped as one of the three elite Jedi Masters mentioned by the Hutt Jedi Knight Belderon as prodigiously skilled in the use of lightside of the Force. So a lot of people really enjoyed Naomi Sunrider, and personally, I think it's a good character. If you want me to provide more background, I might end up doing another one if people want me to do more background, make it more specific about her. Or if you don't really want to hear about her, but you want me to do more background and more specific on other people, that's probably a better idea. But I just wanted to get this out there. If you like this idea, please, if you can't comment on your pod catcher or platform that you listen to podcasts on, please let me know. Email me, call Facebook. I guess I'll be monitoring that. Not really very closely. But yeah, it's been a good idea. I've been enjoying this. Remember anchor.fm/legendslovers. Go check out that. It has access to everything. Check out the YouTube channel. Look up Legends Lovers Star Wars. It should pop up. Remember, we're on Spotify, Breaker, Radio Public, Pocket Casts, Overcast, iTunes. You can email me at legendslovers@protonmail.com. Should be in the description below. And if your platform allows you to leave a review or comment, please, please, please make it good. And if you have a problem, please try to make it in a positive way that can help me grow. That's always something that I enjoy. With that, I want to close this video with just saying, like I do, I try to do every week, remember the Force will be with you always.